This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. In Missouri. Yeah. Right here at the farm. And Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Just three of us in the studio at the moment. Me and a couple of Colts. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Today's the day that Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Live in Australia. We are trying to reach her. There's a little bit of difficulty trying to get her, but we are trying, and she'll be with us hopefully in a few minutes. And if you'd like to listen to the broadcast on your phone, here is the listen line. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Be glad to take your call, and we'll pay for it. So I was thinking about the royal fleecing, and I'm speaking specifically of Meghan and Harry's wedding. So I went to a website, and I converted British pounds, pound sterling, to U.S. dollars, and a British pound equals $1.33. Okay. Then I went to a website, bridebook.co.uk. And it's a, you know, it's a wedding kind of a site, and you can find out how much weddings cost. Well, the numbers are absolutely staggering. How much did this royal fleecing cost? All right. Well, let's start with, now I got out my solar calculator, and this morning before the broadcast, I converted all these numbers from pound sterling to U.S. Federal Reserve note dollars. And here's what I came up with. So the venue for this wedding was $466,000. The venue. Catering, $380,000. Now, of course, you have to have drinks. And let's see. So, well, let's start with the catering. $380,000 for catering. Now, that's, you know, reception for family and close friends and, you know, that kind of thing. And so, $380,000. Now, you have to have drinks. And how often do you have a drink? Well, every 30 minutes. You know, a glass of champagne every 30 minutes, plus a half a bottle of wine per guest. And you figure that, well, how much is that? $256,000 for drinks. Now, one of the things that absolutely was way over the top is the dress. Meghan's dress, $399,000. $399,000. What would you do with $399,000? I mean, if you weren't buying a dress, what would you do with that? Maybe buy a house or two? Maybe buy a farm? Maybe buy a farm and a couple of tractors and some implements? Heck, in Missouri, my neck of the woods, you can buy 80 acres of wooded land, like on the same road I'm on, for about $130,000, $135,000 for 80 acres. You might want to get three of them instead of that wedding dress, right? Okay, so how much is a wedding dress for the average wedding in the United States? I looked that up. About $1,100. $1,100. Megan's was $399,000. Wow. Okay, so we're talking about the royal fleecing, right? How much is a U.S. wedding? Well, the average cost, I saw some different numbers, but typically the average cost is around $26,000, which in itself is crazy to me. I wouldn't do it. I mean, if our daughter decides that she finds Mr. Correct for her and wants to tie the knot and says, "Hey, Dad, guess what? You know, we're going to get married and you get to pay for it, you and Mom." I'd say, tell you what, we're going to have to talk about this. Because if you want to do something dumb, like squander $26,000, I think you're on your own. And so most weddings in the United States are not $26,000. That's the average. The majority of them are less than $10,000. That sounds more like it, but that still sounds like a lot of money to me for an afternoon, right? Blowing that on an afternoon. Well, the royal fleecing, if you add it up, came up to $43 million. $43 million. That's 4,300 times what most people spend on a wedding in the United States. Yeah. So, the dress, $399,000. I mean, you've got to have flowers, right? So how much would you want to spend on flowers for a wedding? $143,000 is what they spent. And of course, you have to have a photographer. Pictures, $23,000. Okay, if the cake wasn't over the top, I mean, if the dress wasn't over the top, the cake is $67,000. How about the invitations? You know, the stationery? So, 4,000 invitations. 4,000. That seems like a lot of invitations, right? 4,000. $67,000 for invitations. That includes postage. Music. $399,000. Elton John was invited, and what does he get per song? Now, I don't think he was included in this $399,000 music fee. But what would Elton John get to sing a song at a private event? $106,000. Not for the week, not for the month, not for the year, but for one song. I am out of touch. I mean, if these are realistic numbers, I'm out of touch. They had 20 silver-plated trumpets. Now, these are not all silver. These aren't sterling silver. These are just silver-plated trumpets. 20 of them. $120,000. $120,000 for 20 trumpets. Kind of sounds like Congress is buying this stuff, right? Then for decorations, you know, make everything look festive, $173,000. Wedding rings. Now, this is one item that is semi approaching a realistic number. I mean, still way, 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 way over the top. $8,000 for wedding rings. You know, I went to a wedding recently, and the bridesmaids were all dressed, you know, alike, same fabric, same style, same dresses, gowns. And, well, here's the number for the royal fleecing. 7,000. Now, if our daughter said, "Hey, Dad, listen, it's only going to be $7,000 for the bridesmaids' outfits," I'd say, "You're talking to the wrong guy." $7,000. Hey, Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm so glad
you're
here.
Do you know something? We actually now have 240-volt electricity at our place.
I'll bet you are excited.
I'm really happy. We've been offline with our electricity for 6 weeks. That means no internet. And to give people some idea of how this whole royal wedding, how quickly it has progressed, the first I knew about the royal wedding was a couple of weeks ago when I went into town to get some groceries and saw it all over the media. And I thought it might be like 2 or 3 months down the track, you know, maybe 4 months down the track, you know, given the average length of an engagement. But to find out that it was happening like in a couple of weekends' time or this weekend or whenever it was, my jaw was left hanging on the floor. You see, the media tends to distort our perception of time. When we went offline from the internet, I mean, I'm a daily internet user. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I didn't know anything about any royal wedding before we lost our electricity 6 weeks ago. They were only engaged for 6 weeks publicly. Did you? That's jaw-droppingly fast to organize an event like this. And I hate to be a wet blanket on this whole event, although I suspect I'm probably not alone. But there's a saying, marry in haste, regret at your leisure. I don't know if they have a similar saying in America. Or marry in haste, repent at your leisure. I don't think this wedding's going to go well. I don't think so either.
There's so many things that don't add up.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, like the haste. You know, Harry could have married a whole plethora of very nice ladies, very pretty, way prettier than the one he married. Maybe, did he get to choose, or did they find one for him and say, "Guess what? You're in luck. We got the girl for you." Is that what happened? I mean, I don't know, but it seems like there's a lot of baggage, if you ask me. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Shipping and processing. Return postage extra. Auto ship at other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, you're talking about a hasty wedding and engagement. I met Mrs. Finelli in fourth grade, and we went to separate high schools. And through the college years, we dated for 7 years prior to getting married. And I thought we should have some accomplishments prior to getting married. And I'll even share with the class what they were. One was that we'd each have $10,000 in the bank saved. We would each own our automobiles outright. We would each have a good job. And we would have our master's degrees. And we'd be out of debt. Those were the goals, and those were the accomplishments. And, you know, as we were getting closer to, we really never had a formal engagement. There was no engagement party. There was no engagement ring. And there's never been a honeymoon. It's never happened. So we thought that those things were frivolous. Why spend the money, $1,000 at that time on an engagement ring when, heck, you could, you know, use that for something else that's, you know, would be more beneficial in the long run. But all the other girls had engagement rings, and all the other girls had engagement parties and those kinds of things, but we didn't do that. We had a small wedding, by maybe by extravagant standards of today. It was nice. We had a church ceremony, which I would never do again. Not that nothing against the church per se, but it's not necessary if I were doing it again. And here's the advice I have for our class and for our children, meaning Mrs. Finelli and mine. You don't need a preacher, rabbi, minister, priest. You don't need to have a church wedding. You don't need to have a fancy reception. And you don't need a marriage license, in my opinion. So if my advice to our children, and if I were doing it again, and Mrs. Finelli agrees, that we would just write our wedding vows, pledge them to each other, and in front of witnesses, which would be family and friends, and we'd have a cookout in the backyard. That would be it. That would be it. So what are your thoughts, Gwyneth, on what I just said?
Well, maybe I can share my own wedding story.
Sure.
I met my husband. I was working for a charity as a canvasser, not going door to door, and I met my husband, or the man who would become my husband. I quite literally knocked on his door and asked for a donation for charity. But the thing is, it was from the Holy Spirit, because he had seen me coming in a dream sometime before, and he'd told his estranged wife, who is schizophrenic, who was still living under his roof because she was unwell, and he told his children that there was a lady coming soon, that this was what she would look like. And he had five small children, their children, with him, and he had an adult son from a first marriage who was also unwell, who was living with them. And they had a boarder, and he had told all of them that I was coming, and that I would, and that that I would transform their lives. And at that time, I was probably about a year away from finishing my college degree, and so I was in very stretched circumstances. They were all in very stretched circumstances, including myself. There were 10 people living in a two-bedroom in a suburban terrace house in a bad area. when I was 6 months pregnant and we had child protection breathing down my neck, we were married in a registry office and had our reception at KFC. That's my wedding story. It's almost heartbreakingly, depressingly sad. But we were married and we were happily married until he died of a heart attack a few years after that.
Gwyneth Isaacson, I'll be right back.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, do you think the term royal fleecing is apropos to what happened with this wedding?
Oh, my gosh, where do I begin? We talked a little bit earlier on in the week about this off-air, and I think I said something like, no respect to Mrs. Windsor now, I suppose she is, formerly Miss Markle. But, you know, these people, she has been led up the garden path. She really, really has. And I was thinking about it after we got off the phone. And I said, actually, I feel kind of sorry for the poor girl. every time the royal family begins to get into trouble, they think of who they can marry off to have a royal wedding to be a distraction so that the public will all stand around and clap so that they won't feel bad, so that people won't feel bad about them anymore. And I've seen this happen two or three or four times all through my life. I've been watching this, and it's sort of like it's regular as clockwork. Every time somebody begins to have some sort of problems with the royal family, they think who they can marry off now. And, you know, I believe that Kate and William, I believe that probably is true love. But there's a big-time personality clash between Kate and Camilla, that is for sure, because Princess Diana's assessment of Camilla was right on the money. Princess Diana called her a Rottweiler. And I've got an opinion about Rottweilers. Rottweilers are a very nice dog as long as they're your Rottweiler. You know, no one's going to touch you as long as you've got a Rottweiler and it's your Rottweiler and that Rottweiler loves you. Mm-hmm. And I think that sums up Kate, that sums up Camilla in a nutshell. Now, it's like they dipped their hand into a hat and pulled out a name. You know, Harry's had that many girlfriends over the years. I've lost count of how many girlfriends he's had. Okay? And it's almost like that somebody senior in the royal family said, listen, Harry, you've got to marry somebody. You better find somebody to marry. Quick, smart, we need a wedding here. And he said, oh, well, okay, I'll marry Meghan then. But and because they were in a somehow a state of panic about something or other, they said, oh, yeah, all right, whoever. These people are anal retentive about people that they allow to marry into the royal family. They really are. And no offense to, Meghan Merkel, but she ticks none of their boxes. Okay? She's American. She's a divorcee. Okay? Looking from their point of view, all right, not my opinion of her ethnicity, but from their point of view, she's brown, okay? She's an actress. She's been photographed on and filmed in lingerie. She ticks none of their boxes. What are they thinking? They must be absolutely desperate. There must be something monumental coming down the chute that they want to, something monumentally scandalous coming down the chute that they want to distract attention away from whatever it is that's coming so that they fixed up this royal wedding to an ethnic American divorcee who's a former lingerie model. And so not somebody that they would normally allow into the royal family. Like I said, it's almost as if they pulled a name out of a hat.
And when you compare Diana to Meghan, you know, at first Diana appeared to be squeaky clean. You know, just a wonderful lady, right?
Wholesome
and,
lady.
And, yes, there you go.
And she, wasn't she the second cousin of Winston Churchill or something?
Diana Spencer, I believe that is correct.
Churchill.
Yeah, she related to Winston Churchill. Yes. So you know, you look at that, and then you look at what's happened with this royal fleecing. It's it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I've talked to our boys about, the people that are your age, what's happening with them? So one of our boys actually did attend high school. He'd been homeschooled up until freshman year of high school, and he thought, you know, I'd like to try the public training camp and see what it's really like. He'd never been to school before. and I was asking him about, you know, some of his classmates from high school. So he's 25 now. And he says things like, well, you know, he'll mention someone, and I'll say, well, she was really pretty. Well, yeah, but that was then. That was then. Now she's three times the size, and she's had two husbands.
Gosh.
And, you know, for a short time. And she has, you know, multiple children. So what's happened to some of the people whom my son knew in high school, some of them have been married multiple times already, you know, at 25 or younger. Some of them have never been married, have multiple children, and have lots and lots of baggage. You know, yeah, her father's been arrested again, you know, for whatever, you know, whatever the crime was, burglary, drugs. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm thinking, so if one of our children had married one of the people he was talking about, what would be the family barbecue? What would it be like? It's like, well, you know, Uncle Joe, it's going to be great because he's going to be getting out just in time, you know. Getting out. And he'll be able to be here, you know, and Tommy, boy, it'd be great to see him. He probably won't make it, but if we move it, you know, a couple of weeks, we'll probably be able to see him too because he'll be getting out. I mean, what would the family barbecue be like? It'd be nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. It may seem like it, but
I know
well,
exactly what you mean. Because, after we'd moved here and been here for about 12 months or so, my children began to say to me, Mum, we want to go back to school. And, we'd just been through an utterly devastating time where, you know, I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want my children to be around people because we'd been through a terrible terrible set of events at that time. But anyway, I sent them back to school and, you know, it was a small country town school. It only had about 26 students, okay? Some of the students ended up being jolly fine people and some of the students ended up being the weirdest people you would ever want to meet on the face of God's earth. Really, that is the truth. But, you know, I always said to my boys, I said, when you get of an age where you feel that you'd like to have a lady to spend your life with, take your time with choosing that lady and make sure you choose the right one to start with and make sure that you stand by her. And that's what I always told them. Also, and you know, this was from when they were 9 and 10 years old. I said, soon you'll mm-hmm. be men. Soon you'll be gaining an interest in the fairer sex. And, mm-hmm. You know, I don't want you having a whole string of girlfriends. I want you to take your time with picking the lady that you would like to spend your life with, and I want you to look after her for her life. I want it to be not just a fling. I want for you to look after her, for it to be a lifelong commitment. And to cut a long story short, my son, my oldest son, actually met a girl when he was at the primary school, and he ended up becoming quite good friends with this girl at primary school. They hung out quite a bit. And, you know, over a period of quite a number of years, they continued to be friends. And then when they were both about 15, they started going out together. And now my son is 17. I think that she's 16 or 17. And he now lives with her and her parents or her mother. And works in the her mother works at a veterinary practice, and my son works in the veterinary practice, and He's turning into quite a responsible young gentleman, and he's all of 17 years old. But he's doing
Sounds
very
great.
Well at school. This is, and he's left. He's de facto with this young lady, which in Australia it's permitted as long as they're both over the age of 16. It's permitted for them to be de facto. And he's 17, she's 17, and they I think that they're going to be together for life. I think that it's a very similar situation to what you went through. And no one had any marriage certificate. But they love each other, and they're well-suited to each other.
And that was my question. What do you mean by de facto?
De facto. Okay. They live together. They live together.
Okay.
I think that they do one day intend to marry. But in the meantime, he's studying his senior certificate. He wants to go to college. I think that she probably does as well. But, because we live in a fairly remote place, it's much easier for him to maintain that relationship if he lives with her in town rather than 40 kilometers away where we are.
Hold that thought. We're going into...
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaac is with us. And Gwyneth, I've talked to our boys about this, and I said, you know, if you're really serious and you think you found the right one, why don't you guys move in here at the farmhouse? You know, we can, we'll apportion the house, if you will. We'll have a common kitchen. If you guys want to cook separately, fine. If you want to have family meals, fine. You can live separately together in the house with the rest of us. And here's what happens. So instead of having an insurance bill, a rent bill, a tax, you know, a real estate tax bill, heating bill, electric bill, water bill, you know, bill after bill after bill. Instead of having all of those, you know, we've got it at the farmhouse, and, you know, if you want to multiply that times three, that's what you'd be doing. However, your living accommodations would probably not be equal to the farm. So anything that you would be doing would probably be a step down, because it's all here. Everything is all already here. And so I've invited them to do that, and maybe they'll take me up on. Of course, I've discussed it with Mrs. Finelli, and we're all in agreement that, you know, no marriage license permit is necessary. And you can live in sin, you know, as it used to be called. However, I think cohabitation
is... What matters
is
the degree of commitment that you have to each other in each other's hearts.
Right, right.
And I'll always emphasize that with my boys.
I was telling one of our boys, we were in the truck a few days ago. We were talking, we were picking up some transmission, and we had 4 hours in the truck together, just two of us. And I asked him about his lady friend of 4 years.
And I really like her, and she likes us, and everybody's, you know, we all get along, and she's a farm girl, and, you know, the socioeconomic factors are similar, the likes are similar, the dislikes are similar, the values are similar, so there's a lot going for it. And she doesn't have any baggage. You know, she doesn't have two or three, you know, families already that, you know, by, you know, in her 20s. So a lot of things are, you know, are positive about all this. And our son was telling me that he had heard from her friends that, well, you know, there's some pressure to get engaged or pressure to get married or pressure to have a family. And my son does not take direction very well. And so I said, well, okay, so if you guys want to commit, well, it's really easy. Just draw up a commitment on a piece of paper, what you'd like to have accomplished, what you'd like to commit to each other. And it can be like a contract. However, we won't call it a contract. We'll just call it a pledge. And you can do that. And none of your friends will have done that because they won't have thought of that. But you can just draw up a pledge that, you know, you plan to be together for life, you know, life partners, and this is a boy and a girl. So, and that you want to cohabitate and you want to build a life together and cherish and support and all the things that people say when they get married. And I said, and, you know, just because the state is not involved does not mean that it's not bona fide. Just because the state is not involved, I said it this way. When the state is involved, like 7 out of 10 marriages don't work. They fall apart. So what good is having a state-sanctioned marriage when they don't work anyway? People pledge and they violate their pledges. So how important is that? So how about you do your own, you know, what you want to do? He thought that was kind of interesting. And he may even do it.
That's absolutely true.
And so I said to him, all right, so $10,000 for the, you know, a wedding. You have a better use for $10,000? And he said, yeah. Like to get a couple sheep, some cattle panels for $16 a piece, get 4 of them, some tarps, make some sheep hutches, house the sheep, and raise sheep. You know, for $500. So he's not thinking $10,000. And his lady friend of 4 years is thinking the same way. You know, that engagement ring, it's just for other people. It's not for you, right? All right, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.